Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in the whole world. This is Max Ryan, and you're listening to the Magic of Life Radio, and that was my new intro. I actually really like it. I wanted to shift some things around. I wanted to have a little more energy, and I really like it. So tell me what you think by going to maxryan.net on the comments page, or come into the Blog Talk chat room where there's lots and lots of people there that are wonderful that will welcome you in. I'm saying hi to everyone in the chat room right now. So welcome again. My name is Max Ryan. And if you are new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you don't know what I do, I am an intuitive life coach and a spiritual teacher. And what I do revolves around moving in our lives from an orientation of fear and separation and anxiety to an orientation of love and connection and peace and flow. So I do that in a number of ways. I teach people in group settings. I'm going to talk more about that in a little bit. And I teach people individually. I have this show. I have lots and lots of shows that you can listen to on through the archives at maxryan.net or through Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to, I think I have about 90 shows now, so you can really get a vibe of what I am about and what I'm here to teach all of you, because my passion is to see people living more passionate, more purposeful, and more peaceful lives. And that's what we're all about here, and I hope that that's what you came here for today. So today's show is going to be is all about your point of attraction, and if you know anything about what I do, the basis of everything that I do is about the law of attraction and also about something called the Course in Miracles. Mainly, that's what I teach. And so the point, your point of attraction is what we're going to talk about today, because I think that it's very important to understand the your point of attraction and what exactly is your point of attraction, because a lot of times we think we know. So we're going to talk about that today. So the other thing is you can call in with your comments or your questions to area code 347-215-6826, 347-215-6826. Call in about any questions you have about the law of attraction, about A Course in Miracles. Today we're going to be talking mostly about the law of attraction and your comments, and I really would love to hear your experiences with what your point of attraction is. I see that there's some people, a couple of people already in line, so we'll take those calls after we have a little bit of a break and we talk a little bit, okay? So, and again, join us in the chat room. Hi, everyone in there. Luis is in there and Wendy. So come on in and talk to us. And yeah, okay. So I want to tell you a couple of things that I'm up to. That if you are in the Los Angeles area, on Sunday I'm doing a full-day Law of Attraction training, which I'm really excited about. A lot of my very good friends are going to be there because I grew up in Los Angeles and I've spent a month here. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second. So they're going to be there. Some new friends are going to be there. And if you would like to come, I would love to have you. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you can get to Hollywood, it's going to be at a wonderful theater, the Guild Theater, which is on Restaurant Row. Hello, that's my New York side, Restaurant Row. I live next to Restaurant Row. But it's on Theater Row, and that's on Santa Monica Boulevard near Hudson. So if you can make it, I would love to have you. And I want you to know, too, that there is a discount code where you can save some money if you would like to come in. And it is, if you go onto my website, you go on to Law of Attraction, and then you click on the full day training. There'll be a thing to get a ticket on there, but there'll be a discount code. Now, the discount code that you would put in would be ATTRACTION, ATTRACTION, ATTRACTION. So, and also make sure that that attraction has a capital A, and you will get a discount. It will not be $97. It will be $79. So, and it will be a four-hour training where we go through all of the steps of the Law of Attraction, a lot of theory behind the Law of Attraction, how it's working, or, well, it's always working in your life, or, and we're going to talk about that. Law of Attraction is always working in your life because you are a co-creator with the universe. So, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your relationships, about holding your vibration. We're going to talk about affirmations and how they can help you or they can be hurting you. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to go through helping you to clean up your negative vibration, because attracting things in your life or attracting things you want is possible, but it's much more possible if we start to really clean up our negative vibration. And most of the time, we're unconscious about some negative vibration. So we're going to teach that in that class, and also the main three-step formula for attracting what you want. And so I'd love to have you there. I would really love to have you there. That is August 26th, and it's at 11 a.m. in Hollywood. Okay? And what else? That's my big thing. If you listened, I was on a couple of radio shows this last few weeks, a couple of weeks, which have been amazing, all about attraction and about vibration. My dear friend Pam Thomas, I was on her show called The Attraction Factor. I always want to say Attractor Factor, but I think that's a book, actually. So those links are on my Facebook page, so you can go there too. All right? Cool. Now, I want to, I always pick a card from the well-being deck from Esther and Jerry, well, Esther Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks, she channels Abraham. And if you know anything about Abraham, Abraham talks all about the Law of Attraction. So these cards are really wonderful. So I like to pick a card. Maybe it'll set the tone for the day. All right, so I'm picking this card right here. Let's see. Let's pick this one. Oh, this is really appropriate for today. It always is appropriate. Okay, this card says, "The measure of my success is my joy. The measure of my success is my joy." Okay? And it goes on to say, "The amount of joy you have allowed yourself to experience is the greatest indicator of your allowance of energy and success. Whenever you are feeling good, you are an enormous successful contributor." I'm going to say that again. "The amount of joy you have allowed yourself to experience is the greatest indicator of your allowance of energy and success. Whenever you're feeling good, you're an enormous successful contributor." Wow, this is so perfect for what we're going to talk about, your point of attraction today, because it is all about, it's so interesting because there are no coincidences, but this morning I wrote on my Facebook wall, and actually it was inspired by my friend Stara, who is in the chat room right now, because I was sending an email to her, and I said, I was going to say, "Enjoy your day." And I thought, what about, check this out. You know how we say enjoy your day? Enjoy your day, enjoy your day. You know, it's overall enjoy your day, which is a great sentiment, which is wonderful. But this comes back to this amount of joy that you're experiencing. How about we say enjoy your moments today? Enjoy your moments today. And it's really important for us to, if we are interested in getting in the flow of life, getting into the downstream of living in the flow and love and peace and abundance and just all of that wonderful stuff that we want to do, we need to be in the moment. continue to enjoy our moment. And this comes back to the measure of success is my joy. And it's our joy in our moments that's very important for us to think about. So after we talk about our point of attraction, think about that. Think about how you can say, I'm going to enjoy my moments today. What can I do? Such a perfect introduction to what we're going to talk about today. So great. Remember, the measure of your success is not success, is not really getting the thing. It's about your joy. It's about your joy. All right. So I'm going to share a couple of, one thing. No, I'm going to wait until later to talk about that. But it fits perfectly with what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about being with my family and all of these things here in Los Angeles that have been pretty incredible, pretty incredible. So we're going to talk about some of that when we talk about our point of attraction. All right. So you are listening to The Magic of Life. And once again, the number is 347-215-6826. If you have questions about the law of attraction and you've been, maybe struggling a little bit or not, or your successes. I love hearing successes here. And it only inspires everyone to say, yeah, I can do it too. I can do it too. All right. So we're going to take a little bit of break and play one of my favorite songs, and we'll be right back to talk about your point of attraction. This is Max Ryan, and you're listening to the Magic of Life Radio.
Just sing my song for you and keep us free.
Hello and welcome back to The Magic of Life. This is Max Ryan, and you were just listening to one of my favorite songs by Melissa Manchester. It's called Happy Endings. And if you really listen to the words of that song, it is really all about the law of attraction. It is about opening up to happy endings. And she says in the song that I know it's going to be like that. I'm paraphrasing, because I'm already assuming that there's going to be a happy ending. So it's very important for us to assume that there's going to be a happy ending, because that lines our vibration up for possibilities beyond what you even know can be true. So here's to happy endings. Here's to happy endings. And I'm looking in the chat room and saying great music today. Hey, Wendy. And I hope that you like the new intro music. I like it too. It's a lot more energy and it's a lot more fun. I think that it's a little bit more like me. A little more like me. So we're going to talk now about what I call your point of attraction. Your point of attraction is the magnet at the center of your being, if you want to think about it like that. Because we have to understand that we're co-creating with the universe all the time. We're always co-creating with the universe. Whatever is happening in our life is because on some very, 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 either subconscious or conscious level, we are vibrating that thing. We're vibrating whatever we're experiencing in our life. So that is our point of attraction. If we are vibrating fear, we get fear. If we're vibrating coffee, we get coffee. We're vibrating Porsches, we get Porsches. We're vibrating joy, we get joy. Vibrating love, we get love. You get what I'm saying? So it's think about this, that there is a magnet inside of you. And whatever happens, this point of attraction is going, oh, I'm going to match it on the outside. The outside things are going to match whatever is your point of attraction inside you. So if you are feeling or if you are thinking about something, this is exactly why, very clearly, when you get, if you ever have a new car, you get a new car, say it's a yellow Thunderbird. Don't know where that came from, but it's a yellow Thunderbird. So you go, yellow Thunderbird. Wow, I got a yellow Thunderbird. It's in your vibration now, yellow Thunderbird. And that's why when you start to look around the world, you start to see yellow Thunderbird, yellow Thunderbird, yellow Thunderbird, yellow Thunderbird. And whatever it is that you're focusing on, the world is going to reflect that. The Course in Miracles teaches us that everything on the outside plane is not really outside, it's really inside. It's what we are inside that is being projected onto this world, and onto this world is what we're going to experience into our life. So we can choose, we can shift our vibration so we have a different experience of our life. All those things that are happening in our life, all positive and negative things, are reflecting what's inside of you, what is inside of you. So that's your point of attraction. I'm going to talk about how to shift your point of attraction in a second. I'm just going to tell you a story, a really quick story. I'm in Los Angeles right now. And so it takes a little bit of background, but just bear with me. I'm in Los Angeles right now. I was meant to leave this coming Tuesday. Okay, you need to know that for the story, this coming Tuesday. So yesterday, I actually won a lottery to go see the TV show Big Brother Live. Now, this is a show that I really like. Whatever your opinion about it is, that's none of my business. But I have loved this show for a long time. So I entered this lottery about 3.5 months ago before, and it's very hard to get tickets for this and whatever. It's a very small audience. But I said, what the heck? I'm going to put my name in there because I'm going to be in Los Angeles for August. Well, of course, guess what? I get the tickets. So my friend and I are going to go, and we're so excited. We're going to go there. We're going to be on the Big Brother set. It's going to be really fun. Well, she actually doesn't know anything about Big Brother. but we go. We get in line, see the people, and the audience coordinator starts to come out and say, we have a lot of VIPs today, so not everyone's going to get in. So we're like, okay. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get in. Now, I started thinking, oh boy, okay, maybe we won't get in, maybe we will. But earlier in the day, I had been talking to a friend, and I had been saying, I'm so happy in Los Angeles. Like, this trip has been so beautiful, so beautiful. And I had said, you know, I'm really happy, really happy. And I said, for the first time in, like, you know, 18 years since I moved to New York, I said, you know what, I think I could live here part-time. I really think I could stay here longer, okay? And we were talking about that before this Big Brother thing. So little by little, she starts eliminating people. We're eliminated. And I'm standing there. I said, I'm from New York, and I'm leaving on Tuesday. And she heard me, whatever. But then so many people got eliminated that there was only about 8 people left. And I said, do you think we should stay? She's like, really? There's so many VIPs. Probably not. But she pulled me to the side, and she said, listen, here's the deal. Give me your name. Give me your number. Wrote down my details. She said, do you think you can maybe stay till Thursday? Because I can get you on the VIP list and you for sure can get in. And I said, well, I have flexible plans. I think that I'm going to stay. So I said, okay, I'm going to stay. I'll have a couple more time with my friend and hang out with my family. And that, because that's what I was vibrating. Do you see this? I said during the day that I could stay here longer, and then the circumstances figured itself out so I could stay longer. Now, that was my point of vibration. That's a perfect example of the law of attraction. So that thing outside was reflecting what was happening inside. It made me happy. I felt this really good thing, and so I was given that. If that makes sense to you, okay? So your point of attraction is what you're vibrating all the time, okay? Now, I'm also going to tell you that I'm going to take a call right now, and then we're going to go into our moment to moment, because when we talked about this morning, when I said this morning, enjoy your moments, this is key into the law of attraction. It's key into everything. So we're going to talk about that in a second, but I will take a caller. And I just want you all to know, sorry, I forgot at the beginning of the show. The format of my show is going to change. I'm going to be doing the show every 2 weeks, not every week. So just so that you know, it's going to be every other week. And yeah, that's so. I needed to tell you that. I just looked at my notes, just so you know. So I'm on this week. I won't be on next week, but you can always listen to archives, and I'll be on the next week. Let's see. I've got a couple callers here. I think I know who the first one is. And let's go to 515-745. Hello?
Hi, Matt.
Deborah. Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I know. I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Good. Wonderful to hear your voice. Just great to hear your voice.
Me too.
So what do you understand what I've been talking about what your point of attraction is, what your point of attraction is?
Yes, I'm understanding. That's why I'm on the call, just to kind of listen what you're saying, because I can get to that point, but then something sometimes gets me the other way.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what's happened to me since I've moved here, you know, where I live now.
Right. So Deborah, you're saying that sometimes you're like, I get this, I'm in the moment, I'm in the flow, and then other times you're thrown out of it?
Yes.
Okay. That is so common. I mean, I think that everyone here that's listening, myself included, could say the same thing. Because it's like, it takes training, it takes persistency, it takes practice to be like, okay, what's my vibration? Where am I right now? In this moment. And I'm going to talk about moment-to-moment work in a second. And when we do more moment-to-moment work, and our first priority is that, what am I feeling right now? And how can I feel good? And how can I feel good? Then it starts to be more consistent. Does that make sense? Do you see what I'm saying?
How can I feel good? Okay, because I've been saying, why do I feel this way? That's what I've been saying. Yeah.
You are sent from heaven. Of course you are, because that's the perfect thing that I want to teach you right now. So listen, here's the deal. So you're saying, why am I feeling when it's a negative? When
yeah.
it's a negative thing? Okay.
Yes.
If anyone here that's listening, yourself included, has a pen and paper, I want you to write this down. This is huge about your vibration. Okay? Okay. When we ask why questions to substantiate negative results, it keeps us stuck in our ego. I'm going to say it again. When we ask why questions to substantiate negative results, it'll keep us in our ego and keep us feeling bad. Now, I'm going to say a little bit more about that, but do you sort of get what I'm talking about?
Yes, because that's what's happening. Yeah.
Okay. So the ego, the Course in Miracles teaches us the ego is vicious. So the ego is like this scared little child that doesn't want any change and wants to keep reminding us how bad we are and how wrong we are and how deficient we are and how la, 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 it goes on and on and on. So if we say, why did I get in that accident and why did this thing happen? The ego will find a million reasons and it'll say, well, why? And you might not be very clear, but you will get a feeling like, because you know, Deborah, something's wrong with you. You know that you're deficient. You know that you haven't been doing the work. You know. So the ego will start to fill in those negative, the why questions for negative, with all these things that keep supporting that you're not powerful, that something's wrong with you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we want to say, we want to, instead of saying why questions, now this is so much about filling, about your attraction point. Everyone, I want you to listen. Is that we have to start to say why questions to substantiate positive things all the time. Why did that lady smile at me at the store? Well, I must be giving off a good vibration, or I'm having a good day. Why did that person just pay for my parking meter? Because then what happens is spirit comes in. Your spirit comes in, which is all there really is, and says, of course, because you are a perfect child of God, because you're getting these things because you are the light of the divine, because you are in the flow, because you've been really focusing on the divine source. You've been doing your work. That's why these good things are happening to you. You get what I'm saying, Deborah?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is
so,
good.
Good. I know it is good, isn't it? It's really good.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you know, it's one of the things, you know, I reflect about a lot of different things I learn, but this is something that I really have learned working with people. And I really love it, because if we can really stop ourselves from saying, why did this bad thing happen? Because the ego will keep you on the hamster wheel of craziness. And so your homework is to say, every time you say, why did this bad thing happen? Stop. And ultimately, you want to keep saying, why did this good thing happen? Why did my friend call me? Why do I feel good this morning? Why did this happen? Why is there such a beautiful sunset? Why? See what I'm saying? It can go on and on and on.
Right.
So I think that helps you, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Good.
Yeah.
So will you be committed to at least trying to ask why questions for positive things?
I will definitely do that. Oh, yes. I will try my hardest, yes.
Good. And no, there's no try. There's do or no do.
Okay, do, yes.
You're going to do it. Good. Good girl. Yay.
Yay. You know what's happened is I've been questioning myself on my calling.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense on me saying, like what you said. So, like, if I really supposed to be doing this with the angels and all this stuff. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Just keep going towards the things that make you feel good.
Okay.
And it's in the divine timing. It's not in our timing. So I have a sense
right.
that you're waiting for a result somehow.
Right.
Because of my this thing or whatever. Don't worry about the result right now. You're just me like, this makes me feel good. Keep doing what makes you feel good. Keep doing what makes you feel good. Keep doing what makes you feel good.
Definitely. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All
right. Good. All right, sweetie. Great to hear your voice.
You too, and thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, Deborah, and I will. I'm sure I will talk to you really, really, really soon.
Okay, and I want to hear more of this too.
Well, you can always replay this too. So.
Okay.
Okay. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. It was really important when we ask why questions to substantiate negative results, we stay stuck in our ego and we will go crazy. That is the unconscious craziness that we live a lot. So that is your point of attraction. That's your point of attraction, what you're attracting. And it goes into your, what you focus on is what you get. What you focus on is what you get. What you focus on, it's so basic, but we need to know in moment to moment. We're going to play a song. I'm going to talk more about moment-to-moment things that you can do to help to shift your point of attraction. And please, please, please make sure that you come back because there's a lot of different things that I want to teach you today. All right? So I will be back in just a couple minutes. And you're listening to the Magic of Life Radio. And this is Max Ryan. Hello and welcome back to the Magic of Life. This is Max Ryan and we're having a really good day here talking about your point of attraction, talking about, I'm going to read this card again. The measure of my success is my joy, is my joy. Now, I see that there's a couple of people waiting in line, but we're going to, I'll take you in just a second in the call, whatever, in the queue. But this is Max Ryan, and I want to also remind you all that you can find out everything about me at maxryan.net. I also have a blog now, which I'm really loving doing. You can subscribe to my blog on the blog page at maxryan.net, so you won't miss anything. I'm doing some really interesting stuff on there, and I think that I'm getting a lot of really cool comments that it's resonating with people. So please subscribe to my blog, and if what I'm saying resonates with you in any way, please contact me at maxryan.net at the contact page, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. All right? So One thing I want to say is about this point of attraction thing. I've gone over it a little bit already today. But when we're talking about attracting things into our life, shifting our life for the better, doing all these amazing things. Now, we usually, you know, we get really clear. One of the things I teach people is to be like, okay, well, they'll say, I want a new job. And say, okay, well, we're going to work on that. We're going to get very clear about what is that job. Because everything is vibrational. If you're not clear in your vibration, you get, you know, unclear vibration gets unclear results. Okay? Write that down. Unclear vibration gets unclear results. Okay? So when we get really clear, we can start to attract more of that perfect job. Say it's the job or whatever it is. Now, the job, the home, the partner, the business opportunity, whatever that feels right to you that you can start to vibrate so you can attract that to you. You don't go get it. You don't try to work for it because the universe has everything here for you. You just need to get aligned with it and it will start to show up into your life. There's many examples of that. But we get a little confused here, okay? Our ego gets confused because we think it's about the Porsche. We think it's about the job. We think it's about the partner. We think it's about the la la la, whatever it is, which is fine. Those things are wonderful. But to precede that, we have to know that the reason that we want, I'll just say Porsche again. I always use that because I like Porsches. The reason that I want the Porsche, that I think that a Porsche would be great, is the feelings that I believe the Porsche is going to give me. It's going to give me a feeling of freedom, a feeling of power, a feeling of joy, a feeling of exuberance, a feeling of adventure, okay? The feelings about the job, about the Porsche, about the partner, are more important than the Porsche or the partner or the thing. That's important. This is your point of attraction. It's the feelings. Go for the feelings. So, say, I'm going to just use three of them. Say, the Porsche represents adventure, power, and freedom to me. Okay? So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep focusing on, yeah, a Porsche is going to be great. But the more important thing, my point of attraction, is to really, how can I bring more adventure into my life? How can I bring more freedom into my life? How can I bring more power into my life? And to feel those things and go for the feelings of those things while you are attracting the thing itself. It's the feelings that we're going to go for because our life is based on feelings. It is. It's based on feelings. We believe that the thing is going to give us a feeling. The thing doesn't give you a feeling. The thing is reflecting the feeling you already have. It's backwards. We think when we get the house, we're going to feel great. We think when we get the thing, we're going to feel this way. We think when we get the partner, we're going to feel, no, 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 la, 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 la. Think about it opposite. It's the opposite. Your point of attraction is that feeling. So feel and do things now that bring you adventure, that bring you power, that bring you joy, excitement, whatever it is. It's more important that the feeling, the underlying feeling is there. That's your point of attraction. And how you do that is that you become really aware in your moment-to-moment life. Like I was saying with Deborah, in your moment-to-moment life, we have to be conscious. What about now? What am I doing right now? How am I feeling right now? How am I feeling right now? How am I feeling right now? We always have a choice. So if we start populating our moments with adventure feeling, love feeling, success feeling, power feeling, all these feelings, then our point of attraction is going to change because most of the time our point of attraction is, I don't have the car yet. I didn't get the job. My kids are doing this that are bugging me. My husband's doing this that's bugging me. My wife keeps nagging me. That our point of attraction usually is all the things that we don't have or that are pissing us off many times. Change your point of attraction and you change your life. You change your life. So if on the outside world you have seen craziness, you know, fights with your family, you know, the job going wrong, whatever. That is, first of all, it's in the past. So it's done. So you have to, in this moment right now that you're listening to my voice, in this moment right now, those things are done. You look at it briefly, you let it go. Because right now, wherever you are sitting, if you're sitting at your desk, there is a pretty, there's something pretty to look at. You take a breath and say, oh, I'm alive. If that's all you can do, that's all you can do. Think a thought of somebody that brings you love. Open up a book of pictures that make you feel joy. Feel the wind on your face. I've been doing that a lot here because I'm staying with my dad and I'm in the desert. And the wind is powerful here. So, you know, I'm not Mr. Positive all the time. You know, it just doesn't happen. I'm a human being. So, you know, although my vibration is pretty high, obviously you can tell, there's times where I'm like, ugh. And I just go, wait, stop. This wind feels awesome. And once you do that, if it's the wind, if it's looking at a picture, if it's turning on some music, if it's choosing again, the Course in Miracles teaches us the most powerful thing that we have in our life is our ability to choose. Our ability to choose. There's more to that sentence that I'm not going to say right now, but from the quote from the Course in Miracles, but our most powerful thing that we have is our ability to choose, and you can choose in this moment. And when you start to choose consistently every day, moment to moment to moment to moment, that you go, okay, well, that's not what I want. What do I want? I want peace. I want joy. But if you can't find it, look right around you in this moment, and you will find, you'll say, ah, I appreciate that I have feet to stand on. Ah, I appreciate that I have a voice that I can communicate with. I appreciate that I've been given this intellect that will help me to move forward in a more loving and a more amazing way than I've ever moved before. In that moment-to-moment work, you shift your point of attraction. And it's also, I also refer to this as building your foundation. So you can do that moment-to-moment. And once you start to do that, you start to remember the things that bring you joy. The things that bring you, I talked about Big Brother before. It's a little crazy, but for me, it's like, it brings me joy. I like it. It's interesting. It's fun. For me, it, for you, it's something totally different. You know, everyone knows about my Marie Osmond thing. I just wrote a blog on it, and I want everyone here to go to my blog and read what or who is your Marie Osmond, because it's talking about what I'm talking about right now, okay? Because you will start to go, oh, I remember. I love reading science fiction books, and I haven't read them in 20 years. Oh, I remember walking through a garden. I haven't done that. You know what? It's time to do it. It's time. It's time to, for me, to go see Marie Osmond, to do Big Brother, to hang out with my friends, to do whatever thing that brings me joy, that makes me feel good. And then it's one joyous moment after another joyous moment after another joyous moment. And then if you go, okay, if you're living like that and that's your point of attraction, then you do a clarity list and you say, okay, well, I really would like to live in the beach. And your vibration is so high that you will start to match it and things will start to come to you to help you to live at the beach, whatever that happens to be. Okay? All right. Okay. Just going to tell you, the chat room is a little quiet right now, but just come into the chat room right now. And also, I'm going to take a caller that's been waiting for a while, and then we will wrap up. Okay. So this caller is from our area code 516-220. Hello?
Hi, Max. It's Candy. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Wow, good to hear you.
You too. You're just wonderful, thank you.
Oh, thanks so much.
I'm trying to put out the law of attraction for a job. I lost my job about a year ago, and I keep thinking it's going to come back. I'm trying to be positive about it and almost envision myself in the position. But, like, opportunities have come and gone, and here it is September, and, you know, and it's still not happening. And it's hard not to feel negative about it or say, oh, boy, it's not going to happen. But, you know, it's, like, I believe it's going to happen. I just, maybe it's not. I'm not sure.
Okay. I hear you. And I'm sure that myself included, many people that are listening have gone through the same thing. Now, I just need to ask you a couple of specific questions. So you lost this job a year ago, and now you are wanting to get the job back? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have a tenure, seniority. So I'm on a list, and the other two before me are in. So I'm next.
I need to ask you very honestly. Can you ask me and answer me really honestly?
Of course.
Why do you want that job back?
Because I love working with children. It's a passion, and I feel like I make such a difference in their lives, not just educationally, but like personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. So you love working with children. Okay. Why else?
It makes me feel worthy having a job. Not having a job makes me feel like crap, honestly, you know.
Okay.
It makes me feel like,
Okay. So having this job will help you feel like you're feeling worthy and contributing or whatever, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. One thing I need to tell you, and I think that most of us here have done this too, is that this is a little lesson in our ego. Our ego will say to us, that's the one, that's the job, that's the thing that's going to get the thing for you. So, but what you're doing, which many of us do, and so we say that's the Porsche is the thing, the house is the thing, that job is the thing. Well, we can focus on the thing, but here's the deal. That form that we're trying to get everything in might not be the best form for you. It might not be the best form for you because ultimately the universe is going to give you is I would tell you that really the universe has a million opportunities for you to love working with children and feel worthy and everything, but your ego is going, I just want it in this form. I'm just wanting this form. So I would encourage you to say this or something much better. Much better. Do you see how you're just going, I want to see it in this form?
Right. No, I get it.
Yeah. And does that shift your vibration a little bit?
Well, you know what? I think it's just I worked so hard in my career. You know, I'm at it for 10 years. And,
yeah,
you know, I
totally.
Felt
get
like,
it.
You know, that's where okay. I should be.
Okay. Listen, should is from the ego. Anything
course.
We say should is from our ego. So we have to say, oh, look at our ego thinks it knows better than God. Oh,
right.
That's interesting. And you just go, oh, of you on your own, you don't know. But what you do, remember I was talking about the feelings and the aspects that's more important
right.
than the thing. It's so perfect that you're saying this because it's about you focus on my love for children, my love for feeling worthy, my love for being in the world and contributing, my love for feeling powerful member of society. Focus on those things and being open to what's going to come to you.
So do you think intuitively I'm not getting this job? Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to tell you something very, very clear, Candy. I am going away from doing intuitive work because I believe it takes people's power away.
Oh.
I want you to know. My job is to get you to know, not for me to tell you.
Okay.
My job is to guide your teacher, not to do the work for you. I want you because it's so much more satisfying when you go, oh, that's right. Wait a second. I've been trying to do this and it doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I'll tell you this intuitively. You are trying to put a square peg in a round hole. And that's why it's not working. It's not a vibrational match. It's not a vibrational match, sweetie. So you just have to go, oh, it's not a match. I just got to find a match that's in line with your feelings and your purpose and what you feel like you want to do. Because does that make sense?
Yes, I hear you. Yeah.
It's not that I'm just sort of steering away from doing as much intuitive work because I do find when I guide people this way, it's sort of like pushing the bird out to go fly in the world instead of going, I'll keep feeding you. I want you to fly
okay. So
you can experience it. And you know, you have an internal meter reader. It's called your feelings. And your feelings, I will guarantee you, your feelings also are going, I'm trying to push this too hard, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I really want it, though. I mean, you know.
But listen to that. That pushing hard is the vibration you don't want to live your life with. You want to live with, I'm going to be open to what's going to bring me more work and more joy and more all that stuff.
Okay.
Because we, of our own, we can put these forms, but the universe is going, hello, look over here. There's 12 freaking jobs for you right here, but you keep looking over there. Hello, hello, hello.
Okay. All
it's
right,
not,
so it'll present itself to me.
And you know what? Tell yourself, I am open to this or more, or known and unknown opportunities are manifesting themselves for you right now. That should be your mantra.
Okay.
Known and unknown opportunities to work with children, to be a thriving member of society, all those things, they are all working themselves out for you, and that's true. That's how it works. And when you have that in your vibration, then that's your point of attraction, and they will start to come up.
Okay.
Hey?
So take a back seat, and it's all going to be a good ride.
Take a back seat, but know very clearly what you want. You're a co-creator. You're not sitting back just waiting. You're going, I know working with children. Cause I'm going to come back to this because I love working with children. I was a teacher for years, and I love working with children too. So you say, I love working with children. Open up to whatever is working with children. Open up to, I want to feel powerful. So you're creating so that the movie screen of the world reflects what's happening inside of you. Instead of waiting for the world to come to you on some level, you're creating it so it then reflects in the world.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
You're awesome. Great. All right, sweetie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you need anything at all, just contact me through maxryan.net, okay?
Thanks, Max. I appreciate your help.
A great, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. It's important for us to know that our ego will try to say, it's that thing, it's that form. We can go for the form, but remember, it's the feelings and it's the aspects, so that we can go that form or something that will bring me those things. Okay? All right, I'm going to look into the, let's see, the chat room. Oh, AJ, how are you? AJ says, I'm getting a lot out of the talk today, Max. Thank you so much. You are so welcome. And Stara says, thank you, too. All right, everyone. We are going to wrap up here, and I feel really jazzed. I feel like it's the right place to sort of come to an end. Just remember, to live in the moment, literally, your moment-to-moment life is where your point of attraction is. And once you start to do that and you start to find joyous things and things that make you feel good and bring you back in the moment, you get out of the past, you let the future be in the divine hands that you are creating with the divine, and you start to create a point of attraction that is so strong that so many good things and so many amazing things come to you that you will look back and say, wow, why wasn't I doing this before? All right, everyone. So once again, this is Max Ryan. If you're interested, I know that a lot of you probably are interested in working with me on another level, then contact me at maxryan.net and sign up for my newsletter. I'm going to change some things. I'm going to give you another free gift. And if you're in Los Angeles, again, I'll tell you, come on this Sunday. And remember, the code word for discount is attraction with a capital A. And have a wonderful weekend. I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.